here's a story from The World.
A history of free and fair elections, but this year, not so clear. This is the situation in Tanzania, where today voters head to the polls to elect their next president. President John Magufuli is up for a second term, but opposition party leader Tundu Lissu is giving him a fight. So much so that for months the government has put restrictions on the opposition party. The build-up to election day has been marred by widespread internet outages and social media going dark. Burhan Taye is the Africa policy manager at Access Now and has been following all of this from Nairobi, Kenya. Welcome, Burhan. First of all, what sort of shutdowns and censorship have you been seeing around this election in Tanzania?
So for the past 2 days, we've seen social media platforms being blocked, particularly WhatsApp, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to a certain extent. Numerous websites that are reporting on election fraud or election events being blocked. On numerous media websites being blocked as well, and attempts by the government to slow down internet connection as well, were some of the things that we've seen in the past few days.
And is it clear to you, Burhan, that the government in power in Tanzania, the incumbent president Magufuli, is behind all of these communication interruptions, and why are they doing it?
Yeah, so the incumbent has appointed the regulator, the Tanzania communications regulator, and the regulator is the one that's doing this. So the incumbent technically, legally, is responsible for the censorship. And for the question of why, I think is very important. Trying to install this a few days before election really is a clear indication that the government is trying to censor and control the free flow of information. There were numerous targeting of activists, journalists, opposition groups, not just physical attacks, but also online attacks. We've seen so many attempts to take down certain websites, to take down certain Twitter accounts that are not in line with the government narrative. So the government is desperately, desperately trying to control, information flow and censor.
As I said earlier, Tanzania has a history of free and open democratic elections. So what changes have you seen during Magufuli's administration just in terms of internet freedoms and censorship?
Yeah, so, Tanzania has drastically within the past 5 years deteriorated. So the situation via online freedoms, for instance, bloggers have to register in Tanzania and pay about $900, licensing fee. And, you're only allowed to do that if the government or the regulator gives you a license. So if you have a YouTube channel, if you have a WordPress blog, the blog can even be about your natural hair and how you're taking care of it. Or it can be about how you're critical of the government. You need to register and be provided with a license. If you're going to an internet cafe to use the Wi-Fi or the internet, the cafe is forced to register all people that are coming into their shop and using the internet. You're forced to keep a surveillance camera for 1 year of everybody that has used the internet in your facility. So, it's just been, many, many, many issues of censorship, restriction of, journalists, freedom of expression in the country. So, the government in the past 5 years was building up to this moment. It's not surprising that this is all happening and the government is trying to do this on the day of the election. And you can only, expect what will happen when the results are announced.
We've also seen reports, Burhan, of internet outages in other elections in Africa recently, Guinea and Togo and West Africa, to name two. Is this a trend you're seeing? And are you worried about what this means for other forthcoming elections in Uganda and Kenya, other countries?
Yeah, definitely. So I want to be clear, the situation in Tanzania is very different from what we're seeing in Guinea and Togo. Guinea and Togo have never been a democratic country, and they're not. But Tanzania used to be. So, when we had the last election, we were not expecting an internet shutdown. Tanzania used to be a democratic country, and where we are now is really insane and is really despicable. But then now, if you look at the African continent, there have been numerous internet shutdowns during just even this year. Togo, Guinea, as you said, Burundi, and many more countries have shut down the internet. One thing that's really concerning here is that the internet is, in many ways, the tool opposition groups, activists, journalists have to source information, to be able to express themselves, to campaign. So the fact that this is being, restricted, especially on election day, is really tainting, the democratic space in the African continent. So that is quite concerning.
Burhan Taye, the Africa policy manager at Access Now, speaking with us from Nairobi. Thanks very much for this.
Thank you.